Hello and welcome to Profit. I'm your host, Cindy Broad. Today we took Profit on the road and we're at VRIC in Vancouver. I'm pleased to be joined by Suzette Ramcharan. Hi, Suzette. Thanks for joining us. And Suzette is the VP of Corporate Development for Nighthawk Gold. Nighthawk trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol NHK. Thanks so much for being here. It's very busy on the floor here
it's
at VRIC.
Extremely busy.
Good sign for 2020 for gold.
So.
All right. So just to warm up, on Profit, we like to sort of get our guests relaxed and give our investors a little bit of insight into your personality and get to know you a little bit
You're
personally.
In for a treat.
All right. So if you're up for this, I'm just going to shoot out some rapid fire questions and just first answer that comes to mind and we'll get to know you a bit better.
All right.
How long could you last without your phone?
How long did I last?
Without your phone.
Oh, an hour.
An hour. That's
yes.
pretty good.
Yeah.
What is the ringtone on your phone?
The ringtone is the default setting.
Perfect. Me too. I love it. Okay. What's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
No regrets. Live life with
good.
No regrets.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sports team of choice?
I'm not really big into sports, but Toronto Raptors.
Of course, I was going to say. Come on. Okay, so West Coast or East Coast?
I'm East Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do love the West Coast.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Weather's better out here, well, except for this week. So.
Yeah. No, I did a two-hour hike yesterday, so enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not, so I can't comment. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Okay. If you weren't in the capital markets industry and in gold, what would you be doing?
I would be a chef.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, you'll have to cook for me.
I will
okay,
cook for you.
That sounds good. Do you have any pets?
No.
Okay.
I kill plants, so pets are out of the question.
I have the same problem.
As well as children.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I like plants, but then I can't look
I kill
after them.
Yeah.
Yes. I buy a lot and have to continue to buy a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's the last thing you Googled?
That I Googled?
Yes.
It was the start time for the show today.
Oh, perfect. Well, you made it. So
I made it.
So that worked well.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for playing our rapid fire, Suzette.
No problem.
Let's get down to business. So if you can give our investors a little bit of background on Nighthawk Gold and what you've been up to.
Yep. Nighthawk Gold is actually a really exciting story for me. And I think it ticks a lot of boxes for investors, and it's one of the reasons why I joined the company in 2017. So we've amassed a district-scale land position in the Northwest Territories. We are 200 kilometers north of Yellowknife, which is the capital of the NWT. And we started up there in 2008 with one project. We looked around. Our president and CEO, Michael Byron's a PhD geologist, and it was really his brains and his ideas that brought us here and asked us, sort of forced us to cement our position there. But we looked around and saw there was no shortage of gold deposits or showings, north, south, east, or west. So we amalgamated this land position from 2008 to 2012, which culminated with the acquisition of our flagship asset, Colimac. So it's district scale. It's about three times the size of the Timmins camp, to put it in perspective.
Yep.
But it's an Archean system, just like Timmins, Red Lake, Kirkin Lake. And we saw a lot of opportunity.
Excellent. Well, with such a massive land position, how do you prioritize what projects you're
going for? It's a very good question, Cindy. So we do have, as I said, a flagship asset, which is Colimac. And we have a number of other targets, highly prospective targets, which we've been drilling since 2009, 2010, as well as new targets that come up because we continue to do regional prospecting work. So we continue to look for outcrop, new discoveries, move it up the value chain. But Colimac will always be the priority for us. It's where we spend minimum of 50% of our efforts on.
Wow.
So our drilling campaign last year, we actually put a little more effort into Colimac. We did 45,000 meters of drilling, and 35 of those 45,000 meters were focused on Colimac. And that's also because we're doing a resource update this year.
Excellent. Okay, so you are doing your resource update.
Yep.
I know that you had drill results that you announced January 7th.
Yep.
Seven holes on Colimac. Can you
Correct.
Tell us a bit about that?
Yep. The January 7th announcement was actually following up on holes that we put out at the end of the year. But what we're seeing is Colimac is a sill. It's a vertical linear feature that allows us to have a 97% hit rate because we're linear going like this. We're drilling through always hitting gold, but we found high grade in 2014, discrete high grade zones within this lower grade envelope. And the drill results in December and January 7th showed a widening of this mineralized host rock to depth. So we have the ability to potentially add ounces at a much quicker
Wow. Yep. Oh, that's very exciting for investors. Okay, so coming up, what are your plans and what's your strategy moving forward?
Yep, so it's January, and we haven't put out our 2020 exploration plans as yet, but we look to open the camp at the end of February. We will start drilling in March, and our drilling season, we can drill all year round, but we choose to do seasonal drilling, will take us up until the end of September. We've planned for between 20 to 25,000 meters of drilling this year, again, focused mainly at Colimac. Other upcoming things, we announced at the beginning of this year that we've engaged JDS Mining and Engineering.
Okay.
They're going to conduct some preliminary engineering studies for us. Just give us a sense as to the plan that we have. Is it working? Is it viable? Can it take us to that next step? The resource update is also going to be improved. We're doing a pit-constrained resource. We'll also do an open pit and underground portion. The underground portion focused mainly around these high-grade zones. And then that information goes to JDS for them to do the preliminary work. So we're getting closer to really showing the market and showing our shareholders really, you know, does Colimac have legs to stand on as a mine in its own right?
Right. So what does that look like, moving Colimac into production, into a producing mine? Walk me through sort of the phases that you're looking at going
through
to do
that. So we've currently have a inferred resource of 2.6 million ounces. Okay. It's quite a large resource. But being far north as we are, we like to say we're in the middle of nowhere, but in the middle of everywhere. The Northwest Territories is best known for their diamond mines.
Yes.
These are all fly-in, fly-out camps that are serviced by Ice Road, which we currently have access to our site via Ice Road, as well as a 5,000-foot airstrip. There is road works being built in the Northwest Territories, and the government is very proactive in building out road structure to connect the indigenous people, as well as to open up the interior for resource development. So there is a road build that's going to get us about 100 kilometers closer to Colimac, and if we can prove an economic decision at Colimac, we don't think it'll be a far stretch for a road to continue up to our site, and there's a community just to the east of us as well.
Oh, perfect.
But a little more drilling to really get a sense of what is the potential final amount of ounces that we can see out of the Colimac sill. We see real estate to fit up to 5 to 6 million ounces here. But the key for us, again, that's 5 to 6 million ounces of the low grade, which is 1.6 to 2 grams per ton.
Yep.
The inferred resource is at 1.62 gram per ton. But the high-grade zones give us the potential to get deeper into the system and as well grade as king. So that's where the focus remains for us. And can we exploit this by a combination of open pit and underground mining?
Right, right. Okay, so great. It sounds like investors can follow you along and really see you hitting these milestones.
Correct.
And you're very, you've got a lot of news that you're putting out regularly, so that's also very beneficial for investors to put it on their watch list on Stockhouse and see what's coming out with you guys. Can you tell us a little bit about your management team, just as a quick overview as to your strengths in that area?
Yeah, it's a very small management team, so we don't spend a lot on corporate G&A. But we actually have a really nice niche. So our president and CEO, Michael Byron, is a PhD geologist, and he really has a knack for finding overlooked opportunities, and he's done this before in his lifetime. So he's a founding member of Lakeshore Gold. He's a founding member of Falco Resources as well. So he's built a reputation for finding residual opportunities and taking them towards an opportunity for development or acquisition. And that's what we're doing here with Nighthawk, is to potentially see this go into the hands of a mid-tier or senior company. And he's been doing this for plus 35 years. His geology team has also worked alongside him for most of those 35 years, so we have a nice cohesivity in that respect.
Yep.
Our CFO, Michael Leskovic, he's got about 15 years in the mining industry. I worked with him. We were previously employed together at Gold Eagle Mines, which is an asset that got bought out by Goldcorp back in 2008.
Right.
So we've all seen M&A in our past, and we've all seen really good outcome from the previous entities that we were with.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so recently you completed a bit of a share consolidation.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your share structure now and why what you've done and why it might be attractive to investors?
So the share consolidation was done on a 5-to-1 basis. The main reason for this was a lot of times you'll see share consolidations and it'll be very, very small companies that need to do a financing and you know, don't have a lot of support. But the reason we did the share consolidation, the reason we think it's going to be successful, we did a lot of research on this. We have a lot of news flow. We're moving into a new phase of the company. We're not just a junior exploration company anymore. We're moving into that sort of, you know, answering the questions on a development scenarios.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be, we wanted to put ourselves on the radar for these larger institutions, companies that would not invest in a penny stock.
Yes.
We might lose some investors that are penny stock driven.
Yeah.
But we think what we're willing to gain is long holding shareholders on the institutional side.
Interesting. Okay, so what is your cash? Like, talk a bit about your cash position. Are you guys doing a raise anytime soon?
Yep, so we're fully funded for 2020. We ended our third quarter with 11.6 million Canadian in the bank. I would say we forecast that our Q4 number will be just under 10 million Canadian.
Okay.
That allows us to do our 25,000 meter program. That allows us to do $1 million in our regional prospecting and mapping program. So again, this is to continuously look throughout the camp and see where there are new discoveries or to move things up and down that value chain, whether it's moving towards drill-ready status or moving it away from drill-ready status. So it's really trying to prioritize all of the targets that we have. It's also cover all of our G&A costs for the year and take us into next year.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're really well positioned for 2020, which is fantastic.
Yeah, 2020 will be really exciting. And we talked about news flow. So we have additional drill results still to come out, about three to four sets of new news releases coming out to close off the 2019 drilling. We also have metallurgical test work results to come out. We've been stress testing heap leach optionality at Colimac, which is another game changer.
Yep.
Would allow us to treat our rock at a much cheaper cost. And there's a lot of rock here. We're talking our resource is 50 million tons. So,
wow.
So great opportunity for us as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, great. If you were leaving investors with one really great takeaway to remember about Nighthawk Gold today, what would that be?
So the one thing we like to resonate with shareholders and investors is size and scale.
Okay.
And we have this on numerous fronts at Nighthawk. You've got a district scale land position. You have a number of mineralized systems within this district scale land position that are quite large and have the ability to host large deposits on their own right. Colimac is already over 2.6 million ounces in resources, so it's got that sizeability to it. You also have high grade, and we have high grade within Colimac still. We have high grade within our regional targets. So you're really looking at size and scalability.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fantastic. Sounds like Nighthawk is definitely well-positioned.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing you guys hit your milestones. I'll definitely have you on my watch list
Thank
as well.
You.
Again, I was joined by Suzette Ramcharan, and she's the VP of Corporate Development for Nighthawk Gold. Nighthawk trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol NHK. Thank you so much for
Thanks
taking
for
time out
me.
Of your day to join us. One
yeah.
last quick question for you. What's gold going to do in 2020? What's your number?
I have no number.
Oh, all right.
I have no crystal ball, but I'll say this. I think gold is going to at least maintain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again for joining us, Suzette.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
We're social at Stockhouse. Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.